Inside Mac.
Hi, and welcome to Inside Mac News in partnership with MacMinute.com for Friday, November 17th, 2006. Inside Mac News is your daily source for all things Macintosh. I'm Dina Orlando, and let's get inside Mac. iPods are going above and beyond, a few choice words for the Mac Pro, and a slice of heaven for golf fans. Going above and beyond should be Apple's new slogan. Investment research firm Piper Jaffray has analyzed data from the first month of the quarter and came to the conclusion that the Cupertino company may sell between 14 million and 15 million iPods this holiday season. Analyst Gene Munster currently calls for the iPod maker to sell 14.7 million iPods in the December quarter, but believes the first month of iPod NPD data implies his estimates may be low, mainly because he didn't include sales of the hugely successful iPod Shuffle that was just recently released. Although some industry watchers are saying the little music player may not be that much of a factor, considering its low price of $79. And while Apple has not yet provided any feedback on sales, its vice president of worldwide marketing, Phil Schiller, said the early response and reviews have been phenomenal. A recent review from Information Week's Richard Hoffman had a few choice words for the new Apple Mac Pro desktop. Words like one of the best designed, highly performing desktops currently available at any price, and also words like the Mac Pro makes a better Windows workstation than almost any other Windows desktop out there. The iPod is definitely the most popular Apple product, but the new MacBooks are gaining attention not only from consumers, but from the competition as well. Apple has seen a major rise in their laptops this year and acknowledged there was a reason they released the new MacBooks before the holiday shopping season began. Once again, Apple has received raving reviews. Computer World said it's more than a mere consumer laptop. The three MacBook models are outstanding. Everything from the bright LCD screen to the keyboard to the way it closes got a glowing review, and according to the report, once again, it leaves you with the sense that it is a well-built laptop and can more than keep up with its siblings. So you say you want more Inside Mac? No problem. Inside Mac Radio is the supersized version of Inside Mac News. Each week you can hear 2 hours of Inside Mac Radio three different ways: online, podcast, and broadcast. Inside Mac Radio is on the air in the San Francisco Bay Area on News Talk 1220 KNTS and streaming worldwide at 1220KNTS.com every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Or you can download Inside Mac Radio every week at iTunes.com. Now, the most popular program on Macintosh and Apple products, hosted by Scott Shepard, is even bigger. And however you choose to listen, it's free. Take a megabyte today. One super size fits all. Inside Mac Radio. Coming up, iTunes tees off and the wacky Mac story of the day.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac News, your daily source for all things Macintosh. I'm Dina Orlando. Golf lovers will get a special treat next week as Turner Sports and PGA.com have announced that content from the 2006 PGA Grand Slam of Golf will be available on the iTunes Store. The two-day tournament begins on November 21st, but iTunes users will be able to buy a highlight package that comes with post-round interviews beginning November 22nd. iTunes customers can also download a free instructional video starring PGA of America Director of Instruction Rick Martino, the 2005 Teacher of the Year Peter Kraus, as well as PGA professional Michael Breed. And now for the wacky Mac story of the day. iTunes is habit-forming. It's easy and it's fun to spend money on songs that you haven't heard since you were a kid. Heck, it's only 99 cents anyway. But one iTunes fanatic took it a little too far. Entertainment Weekly writer Dalton Rost asked his readers of his blog to nominate their most embarrassing DVD purchase. We got a huge response, but one response in particular stood out from the crowd. One Susan P. wrote that her fiancé had a music collection containing 700 CDs and a movie collection that contained 300 DVDs. But that really didn't bother her until the day she realized that her husband-to-be had a $43,000 credit card debt. When she looked a little closer at his bill, she found that he had bought more than 8,000 songs from iTunes at 99 cents each. That's bad enough, but the problem was he only made $45,000 a year. This must have been an eye-opener for Susan, as she then noted that she'd called off the wedding. And that was the Mackie Whack story of the day. If you have a weird story concerning Macintosh or even just tech news, don't hesitate to send it over to me. My address is dina_orlando@insidemacmedia.com. Please send me the name and the source of the story. Once again, my email address is dina_orlando@insidemacmedia.com. That's the Inside Mac News for Friday, November 17th. I'm Dina Orlando. Think of it as your apple a day. And join me on Monday when we'll get Inside Mac News.